Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Folks, it's been almost 23 years since I met a guy named Wally Bach, and my world hasn't been the same, and I won't go into all the reasons why right now, only the good ones. Wally, by the way, folks, is the guy we've watched his business evolve over the years, and for a long time now he's been helping other people get their books out of their head in print and in ones and zeros and on the market, on the shelf, and their ideas out there. Writing a Book with Wally is his website, and he's our good friend. Wally, welcome back.
Good, Jim. My therapist says we're not supposed to talk about this.
No, yeah, well, that'll be our little secret. Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts. He's back. Hey, Wally, I know that you've been having a lot of fun over the last few years with people coming to you, and you see it in their eyes. They got a book in their head, and it's just bursting to come out. And you actually help them turn it into something productive and useful. That's got to make you feel good.
It does. It's a great reason to get up in the morning. I get to do work I love with some of the coolest people in the world. They're passionate about what they do. They know stuff. It's great. You are even one of them, Jim.
I am, and I'm fortunate, folks, to know enough about Wally to, we're both control enthusiasts, so working together for the whole project might create some kind of a capital crime, but we know enough about each other that we fill in the blanks, and I can assure you my last two books at least would not have been complete without Wally's help. Hey, Wally, you've got a new one that you're really proud of. A guy named Rod Massimo, Santo Massimo.
Santo Massimo.
Yes. That's almost as bad as Blasingame. So what's going on with his book?
Well, let me set the groundwork for you a little bit. I've worked with Rod on three books, and the first one was almost a decade ago. And I've watched his business evolve, and our work together has evolved. And the first two books he did were both Amazon bestsellers in their category in commercial real estate. The new book, which is called Don't Kid Yourself, Knowing Isn't Doing, is for independent workers. So much larger audience, but incorporates all of the stuff that he's learned along the way. And a lot of the stuff he's learned putting together coaching packages in other industries. And I'm excited about it because I was excited about it when we wrote it. When I started almost 40 years ago, I would have loved to have something like this. Mm-hmm. It would have made me more successful faster. It would have made my life easier. It's just, if you're an independent worker, and we can go into how he defines that, but if you're an independent worker, this book will make a difference in your business and your life if you put it to work. And, you say I'm excited about it, that's why.
Well, I think about, as you were talking about that, I think about the people who a dozen years ago when social media came out, the guy goes home, decides he's gonna become a social media guru, and his wife comes home from work and says, "How'd it go today?" He says, "Oh, I got 20 likes today." because people agreed with what you said, that didn't put any rocks in the box. That's not going to pay the payroll. You gotta make something happen, right?
You gotta make something happen. And the thing, and this really applied to me when I started out. That knowing isn't doing. I figured because I was a pretty smart guy, I could figure it out, and I knew that I worked hard, and I thought that was enough. But it's not. It's the you got to do it part. And It took me a little while to get that. Those were years that could have been less painful, let's put it that way.
Well, the thing that helped me was that I was, when I first got shoved out on my own, being downsized from corporate America, I was already a grizzled old salesman. And so when I started my business back in 89, I was basically fired at 8:30 on a Monday morning in May, and by 11:30 I had new business cards that I designed and cut out with scissors, and I was on the pavement. I was out there, you know, and they said, "Okay, what do you do?" And I said, "What do you need to get done?" You know, and I did it, you know, and they gave me projects and I did it. But my point is thank God I didn't have social media, because I might have counted on that. But I got up off my backside. I took my little hand cut out cards and went out and said, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" That's the point about you doing. You gotta penetrate the marketplace. You gotta go out. You gotta get out there, and people gotta know what you're doing. They're not gonna find you.
No, they won't. And frankly, one of the things that Rod does very well in this book is puts together how do you put those messages together? And he, like me, is a great fan of actual letters, but in addition to email to do specific things.
Right.
But there's a regular program and process in this book that if you're independent right now, you might be independent, but not by choice, because you might have been fired or laid off.
That's right.
Or you're sitting at home with the kids and trying to make it work. So it's absolutely perfect.
What's one of the quick ways he identifies to get an opportunity? That's one of the things that's in the book.
Well, he says early in the book, there's a little chapter called "Is This Book for You?" And he asks four questions. He says, first of all, do you control your own work? Because if you got somebody telling what to do, this is not going to help you. Do you pay your own taxes?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the, you know, are you really responsible for this thing, or are you just fudging it?
Mm-hmm.
Then he has, do you intend your independent work to be your primary source of income? And that's critical today, because a lot of people don't. You got a lot of people out there doing DoorDash and mowing lawns and stuff to make stuff work, and they just want to be done with it. One more question. Do you want your independent work to give you more than a subsistence income?
Interesting. This is powerful for independent contractors. If you're a gigger, folks, you're going to want to know about this book. Give us the title quickly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.